CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. Chinese authorities have halted all imports of New Zealand milk powders from Australia and New Zealand. It comes as China's top quality watchdog names importers of potentially tainted products from New Zealand dairy giant Fonterra. Those four importers include China's largest beverage producer Wahaha and children's nutrition company Dumex. The companies involved here in China have issued recalls of their products. It comes amid reports when protein produced by Fonterra in May 2012 was found to contain Clostridium botulinum, which can cause highly toxic food poisoning. The protein is used in a range of products, including infant milk powder. Fonterra is New Zealand's biggest exporter. It sells over 370,000 tons of infant formula each year to China. The United States has closed 21 of its embassies and consulates in the Middle East and North Africa, a day after U.S. authorities warned of an al-Qaeda attack. Embassies closed on Sunday include Amman, Cairo, Riyadh, and Dhaka. State Department in Washington says U.S. diplomatic missions in Algiers, Kabul, and Baghdad are also closed. Closures are expected to last for up to a week as a precautionary measure. It is also being reported heavy military is surrounding the U.S. embassy in Yemen's capital of Sana'a following the closure of the U.S. embassy there. Iran's parliament has inaugurated Hassan Rouhani as the country's president. Rouhani is promising a government of prudence and hope representing all Iranians. Rouhani, who is a moderate cleric, won a landslide victory in the June 14th presidential election, was endorsed by Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei earlier on Saturday. In his inauguration speech, Rouhani continued his call for dialogue with the West, while asking foreign powers to respect Iran in its negotiations. The United States has said it can be a willing partner of Iran if Rouhani seeks to resolve nuclear disagreements. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has set the date for the country's national elections. Rudd says the elections will be held on September the 7th. The election will take place just over 2 months after Rudd returned home as Prime Minister, after toppling Julia Gillard in a party room vote late June. Rudd's Labour government currently holds 71 seats, the opposition 72, with one Green and six independent crossbenchers. With Julia Gillard as Prime Minister, the polls suggested an electoral wipeout for Labour, but the latest polls suggest that Rudd has lifted Labour support to give the government a chance of victory. Police in northwest China's Shanxi province have rescued a newborn baby who was allegedly sold to human traffickers by a doctor. Six suspects involved in the trafficking have been arrested. Local authorities say the baby boy was sold for some 20,000 yuan one day after its birth. Local police say they're investigating five other similar cases reported in the same hospital. 23 backpackers who went missing in a mountain in central China have returned safely. It comes some 30 hours after they lost contact with the outside world. Their bus driver filed a missing report to the police Sunday evening when the hikers did not return to their gathering point near the Three Gorges Dam in Hubei province. Over 100 people, including local police and firefighters, joined the search efforts. Heavy ground combat vehicles from Chinese Army's battle group have joined the China-Russia joint drill taking place in Russia's Chelyabinsk. The joint drill, codenamed Peace Mission 2013, has entered its battle planning phase. The Chinese combat vehicles have been transported from over 5,000 kilometers away through the Trans-Siberian Railway. Russian military officers say the deployment highlights the Chinese military's strategic mobility. China has released July's figures for the country's non-manufacturing purchasing managers index. The figure saw a slight upturn from the previous month. July's PMI stood at 54.1%. It is up from 53.9% for June. A PMI reading above 50% indicates expansion. The FINA World Championships have drawn to a close after a thrilling final day of competition yesterday. One of the most dramatic victories of the night was when China's Sun Yang won his third gold medal in the 1,500-meter freestyle. The 22-year-old became only the second man ever to complete a treble in that event at a world championship. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.